Now to Jared Moore, City Council President for the City of Pensacola. Jared, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for the opportunity to come on.
Absolutely. And I know we're going to talk about the restroom facility, but I did want to take a second and say our condolences for the loss in your family recently. I'm so sorry to hear about that. And for your wife, I just, you know, we've been praying for you. So I just wanted to...
Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. We have felt the community support, and Slay was an incredible woman. She lived the American dream, and anyway, she had a very inspirational story, and appreciate the community support in her passing.
Absolutely. You obviously called because you had heard the mayor talking with me about the Veterans Memorial Park, Admiral Mason Park restroom facility. As you heard me express to the mayor, this to me is a great project funded by Impact. It's going to serve veterans, funded by women donations. It's barely costing the city anything just to put $50,000 worth to the sewer and the power and the water. The developer on the north side doesn't like the thing being there, but you say there's more to the story. What's the more to the story?
Yeah, absolutely. As the council president, I felt like I needed to defend kind of our position, where we're coming from. Or, you know, it's obviously difficult to speak for a collegial body of seven.
Sure.
As one person, but you know, certainly I'll try to capture that. It's not the issue for us is we support the project as well. We think this is a great project. The bathroom facilities there will be great. The distinction comes in where that is located, and it does matter. There are consequences for where that facility is located. Currently, all things that have come before us have referenced Veterans Memorial Park, the Veterans Memorial Park Foundation, and the park itself. And the fact that somehow it's errantly slipped across the border there to be located to Admiral Mason has significant impact. So understand there's some geography, some stormwater sort of challenges there. And maybe that makes it shorter or cheaper, more economically efficient in the short term, but that would be myopic, because there's going to be consequences in the long term. If the city allows a private entity to construct a restroom facility on a public park and then throttle public access, there will be significant consequences to that, and that will land with the city. So in that report there, we had David Stafford was talking about, I just heard there on your news report, he advocates for the voters. As the council, we certainly feel we have to advocate for the citizens that have put us in this position, and to allow a private entity, no matter how noble the entity, to construct a restroom facility that would not be available to the public on a public park that we manage would be a grave error.
Okay.
So that is what has led to this.
Okay. So obviously there's a lot of questions. We just don't have a lot of time, but I assume that tomorrow night the conversation is going to be things like, did the approval ever include the location? What would be the cost of putting it somewhere else? Will there be public access to that restroom facility apart from for veterans? And then, you know, what are alternatives, since this is already a permitted project? Can it be undone at this point? Those are all the things you guys are going to talk about tomorrow night.
Those are things we'll have to wade through. Certainly, it'll be a complex conversation, but I think that we it's incumbent that we have to have that conversation, knowing the precedent that it would potentially be setting there.
All right. Well, you know, I look forward to the conversation. I still fully support the project. I want to see it happen. I'm glad to hear that you guys also want to see it happen. It's just a question of location, and, you know, how do we make that make sense? So, Jared, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for giving us a little bit of a different perspective on this. I always appreciate that. Jared Moore, City Council President in the City of Pensacola. Thanks for the time, sir.
Thank you, Andrew.